Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Where was your awkward first date? What if it was a grocery store? That's exactly what's happening in Spain, and it's working to get single people to meet each other again. No more apps, nothing like that. There's this new trend that's going on through the country. Listen to this.
They are going to a specific supermarket from 7 to 8 p.m., Mercadona.
Mercadona is a chain of supermarkets across Spain, and all the singles are going there, their local one, between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m., almost like a happy hour
night. Did they come up with this? They must have presented it to somebody, right? Brilliant idea if it catches on.
I have no idea, but it does catch on. If you watch the videos, it's everywhere, and the places are absolutely mobbed. So how do you tell the difference between people that are just buying groceries and the people that are looking for love?
Single people that want to find their other half grab a pineapple. They put it upside down in their shopping cart. Once you have the pineapple, you head to the wine aisle.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that upside
down. Take it to the wine aisle.
Right. That upside down pineapple means something different here in America than it does in Spain. You should be aware of that. Also,
once you get there, if you find someone that you like and they also have the pineapple upside down, you have to crash your shopping cart
into theirs.
Oh.
Isn't that cute?
How romantic.
I know. I was like, I heard this and I'm like, that really, really sounds fun. And they've even taken it to the next level, Raven.
People buy a pack of lentils because lentils last forever in your pantry. But if you're looking for a one-night stand type of thing, people buy lettuce because it goes by quickly.
You're looking for a long-term relationship? Lentils. You're looking for somebody just to have fun with and date for a couple times?
Wine coolers.
Lettuce. That's
oh, is that what you said?
You said lettuce.
I'm sorry. I couldn't understand the accent there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I just thought about it.
It is a little bit. There's a lot of coding. But, I mean, listen, if people are into it and they're doing it, then absolutely, that's great.
I was watching the videos. The places are mobbed. Everybody's giggling. There's all ages. Mm-hmm. That's what got me. It's like, I thought it was going to be just 20-somethings and maybe 30-somethings. No, there was elderly people there.
Yeah.
They were crashing their cars into other elderly people. Like, it was really fun.
Is that bad driving skills, or is that they're actually there for that?
Well, they got that pineapple in there, so you know what's up.
Okay,
you know
it's what's the combination that sends the message.
I was like, imagine telling your kids one day that your first date with their dad was in a grocery store. That's where you met him. And then there has to be more awkward places that you go for first dates, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, anywhere with a first date could be awkward. The people and the mood and the conversation is really what's going to make the difference. I think the grocery store is kind of great because you're knocking out one of your chores at the same time, right? Everybody's got to eat.
I was trying to think, like, what was the most awkward first date I ever went on? And it was with my husband, oddly enough.
Where'd you go?
We went to J. Crew. We were young. We were in college. And he didn't know how to ask me out, right?
Yeah.
So what he said was, I need to buy sweaters, and I don't really know how to buy sweaters.
Okay, can you help me?
Well, can you help me if we go shopping together? And I was like, yeah, all right. And in my mind, I didn't know it was a date. I thought it was just like this guy that needed help buying sweaters.
Right, and, but you know, why is he asking you? You're the fashion consultant,
well,
obviously.
Well, we were friendly, so I just figured he didn't know who else to ask, and that's it. And I remember just standing in J. Crew and being like, this is a date. We are on a date at J. Crew right now.
Where did the date go after that? Did you eat? Did you partake in anything?
We went to Friendly's.
Did you make out in the fitting room?
No, none of that happened. But we did go to Friendly's, and I did have a Reese's Peanut Butter Sundae.
Okay, well, so I love those.
Yeah. I don't know. Where'd you go on a first date that was more weird than it was awesome? And was it a grocery store? 1-800-330-9999. Spain has this new thing going on right now, which is genius. Is that there is a chain of supermarket stores called Mercado, I believe. And from 7 to 8 p.m., that's where all the singles go. They take a pineapple, they put it upside down in their cart, That's how people know that they're also single. They go to the wine aisle, and then you know what happens? They start dating each other.
They fall in love.
They crash each other into each other's carts when they see somebody they're into, and that's where they meet. And then imagine telling your kids one day, that's where I met Dad, at the grocery store.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it wasn't that crazy, you know, all those years ago that somebody would meet somebody at a grocery store. I felt like, you know, that was kind of like a place that people went to. Everybody has to go to the grocery store. Everybody has to eat, right? So,
you know, but you go on a lot of awkward first dates. Where did you go on your awkward first date? 1-800-330-9999. Dana.
Oh, so it was weird because it was in a high school parking lot. But what was even more weird is what the guy did was he decided to do magic.
Wait,
it was like the most Yeah.
So you weren't in high school anymore at that point.
No. He was like, he wanted to feel nostalgic. So he took me to his high school parking lot, and we sat there. And I thought, okay, this could be like, okay, maybe we're going to talk. But he literally reached his hand in the back pocket, and he pulled up these light-up fingertips. Like, his thumbs were lit up, and he was, like, doing the whole thing, like, pulling a, like, red, I don't know, cloth out of his sleeve. It was so uncomfortable.
Dana, did you marry him?
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah.
But
shocker.
What was even worse was that I guess someone called the police because there was a car in the parking lot.
Yes.
And the police came, and they were going to, they wanted to bring us in, but he was like, we're just doing magic, I swear. And the cop was like, okay, well, if you show me a trick, I'll let you guys go. And he pulled out a deck of cards out of his inside pocket, and he proceeded to do a trick to the officer. And we got out of it.
Oh, my gosh. So the thing is you're thinking in your head, thank God the police are here so I'm safe.
Right.
On the other hand, I've got to sit through an entire second trick so we can get released from here. You know what? Just take me away.
The worst thing.
Yeah, you said high school parking lot. And I thought to myself, if you're not in school, the police are going to be knocking on your window in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And either that or the fact that you have rubber fingers in your pocket.
Like, yes. Yeah, so many things are wrong here.
Oh, but Dana, what a story to have for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
What a story. We had gotten another call from a gentleman who said that he brought his now wife to a bookstore. And I didn't think that was awkward. I thought that was kind of nice. But imagine being like, I'm so bored that I'm just going to read this book instead of actually talk to you. On our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, Kat wrote, after getting coffee, one guy took me to Walmart because he needed garbage bags. There was no second date. I could see that being awkward, like, hey, where are we going after getting coffee and being like, Walmart, I need garbage bags.
Sometimes
how do you do that?
You just need what you need, though, right? If you do it along the stop, if it's part of, you know, the night, but it's not the focus of the evening, if you get stuck in Walmart for the next, you know, 90 minutes going for garbage bags, then that's a problem.
I think the first date, you don't take a girl to Walmart to get garbage bags. Maybe the second one.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.